All right, welcome everybody to episode 71. We are on episode 71 of the In Our Mom's Basement podcast. I am one of your hosts, Rage Quit Pat, and I am joined by my wonderful friend, Dan the Pizza Man. Dan, how are you, sir?
Good, man. You know, it's Friday's here. The weekend's here. What's going on with you?
The weekend is here. After this podcast, I am going to go out and have some drinks on our wonderful guest that I'm going to introduce soon, very shortly. But, of course, you can listen to this podcast bi-weekly on Twitch, 8 p.m. Eastern time every Thursday. Today is a special episode, so we're doing it today on Friday. And, of course, the audio version of this podcast you can listen to on all your podcasting platforms and innermomsbasement.com. So, without further ado, let's introduce our wonderful guests here. They are partnered streamers and married cosplayers, most well known for their Dwarf and Fallout Mario cosplays. And I'm just going to throw another plug in there for them. They also make wonderful TikToks as well. This is Generic Live. Guys, welcome to the Gamer Cave. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fits. I'm sorry. I was laughing my ass off at Pixel. Was just like rolling around in the background of Jen's screen. She was like making a fool of herself. We're doing fantastic.
We're doing good. Great.
Wonderful. Thank you guys for joining the Gamer Cave and welcome. So let's just kick it off here with the questions here. So our very first one is we're going to take it back to your childhood a little bit. What were some of your favorite games growing up? That's a question for both of you.
Let's see. First of all, Pat, I want to say that I love your accent, man. That's that. I don't ever remember hearing you speak, and you're just like, that's the question for both of you. And it's fantastic. It makes me happy.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. I'm glad you guys are a big fan of the Jersey accent.
I think that when I was a kid, like many people my age, the first game that we ever played was Mario on NES and stuff. So I've always loved Mario games. I fell in love with Zelda games. I have, you know, Jen and I actually bonded over that when we first met, but I have a huge collection of Zelda stuff because I'm a big fan of Zelda. So, and then Final Fantasy games too. Final Fantasy VI is one of my favorite games that I played when I was a kid. So I love Final Fantasy as well. Jen?
We play a lot of Nintendo games growing up. So Tetris was my mom and I's go-to game. Tetris, Zelda, and then like just Mario Brothers. Those were the three go-to in the house.
Yeah, Mario, I feel like that's always like the mainstay in a lot of people's childhoods is Mario. I mean, definitely part of ours, you know, Super NES for me, Super Mario World, still one of my favorite games of all time. I love that game.
It's the gateway game for sure.
Yeah.
It's a gateway franchise. I don't know. It has the amount of difficulty that makes the game challenging, but at the same time, it's a game that you can pick up and learn how to play in a fairly short amount of time. So yeah, Mario's great.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody played Mario. I mean, you can't not play Mario. It's like, it's not possible.
That's true. I'd be really surprised if someone who is an avid gamer who's never played a Mario game.
What about like the newer generation? Do you think that they've played Mario?
Well, there are all kinds of versions of Mario.
Like I was going to say, there's newer games out, so probably right.
Yeah, like my time at GameStop many years ago, it was the constant question, do you have Super Mario for PlayStation 2? No.
I thought it was Battletoads.
No, well, that's another one, but now Battletoads is back, so they can't do that anymore. But
that's true.
It was, I think the newer generation too, it's just Mario is such a huge, you know, again, gateway game for...
Yeah.
And like Eric also touched on, there's different Mario games. Like we grew up with the platform Mario, and then it kind of went into RPG a little bit. Yeah. But now it's pretty much you got, you know, the Mario Galaxies, and you got the 3D Marios, and, you know, Rabbids, and there's can't get enough Mario anymore.
Yeah.
A question for you guys. When did you guys start streaming? Did you guys start together, or did you guys have your separate accounts at one point?
Originally, we started separately. I was streaming by myself. I didn't do a lot of it. It wasn't something that I like took time and dedicated to. And it was kind of like, hey, I'm going to stream tonight. Hey, I'm going to stream this night. And I streamed on Facebook. I streamed on
YouTube.
I streamed on Twitch. Like originally, I think it was the first place
for a little bit.
So yeah, I was doing a YouTube channel called Strictly Nerd with my best friend, RetroCade64, Brian. And so for a while we would stream on our Facebook page and also on our YouTube page under Strictly Nerd. But it wasn't until Jen and I started doing, we started doing a series on our Strictly Nerd YouTube channel called Generic Minecraft. And we played Minecraft together and people seemed to respond to it pretty positively and stuff. So it was at that point we decided that we were going to go ahead and start streaming together, which was almost 2.5 years ago. But originally it was just me and I played all kinds of different games, Fallout and Final Fantasy 14.
Well, I heard you say you streamed on all these platforms. Did you skip over Mixer?
No, we didn't. We didn't skip over. The reason I didn't mention Mixer is because I was talking about the platforms that I had streamed on. We streamed together on Mixer. That was when
That's where Eric and I started Generic Live,
Yeah, that's when we started Generic Live, was specifically for Mixer. And we started streaming on Mixer in 2019, I think. And then after, how long did it take us to get partnered on Mixer? Like a year? More than a year?
Over a year.
Yeah.
February, March. Like a year. Yeah, just a little over a year.
A little bit over a year. And then 18 days later, they were like, hey, we're closing the site down.
So, oh, no.
Yeah, kind of screwed us over, but yeah, we did stream on Mixer. We really loved the platform back then for sure, and we miss it every once in a while, but you know, moving forward.
Yeah,
one of the highlights of your guys' stream, of course, is your cosplay, and also when you guys, you know, do your wonderful accents as well in those cosplays. My question is, when was that introduced? So when did you guys introduce the dwarfs, or and also just kind of cosplaying in general on stream? When was that first introduced? Kind of the origin story of the cosplay streams.
We've been cosplaying for a while, obviously before things shut down. Like, we would go to conventions, and the Fallout Mario group is actually what kind of, I don't know if necessarily say like that's what made us fall in love with cosplay.
Maybe you.
But so we had never streamed that, but I think Eric had like an idea for his. Eric has backstories for all of our cosplays, y'all.
Yeah. I actually write short
very
stories.
Extensive ones.
For every single cosplay we do, pretty much. Because a lot of them are kind of like original characters, or like Fallout Mario is a mashup. So it was writing a backstory that took into consideration. Mario lore, I guess, and then also Fallout lore, and matched them up into a story. But for me, I first started cosplaying back, I don't know, man, it was like 2009 or something like that. I did a Optimus Prime, like old school cartoon generation one Optimus Prime cosplay that I had built out of cardboard, and it looked really good. Like when I went to a convention called San Japan, and everyone seemed to really like it a lot. It was my first experience cosplaying at a con, and it was like two steps and then I was taking photos, and then five steps and then I was taking photos again, and I really liked that. I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought it was cool, and I really enjoyed building it. So after that, I just started doing, you know, I've done a Solaire cosplay. We did the Fallout, or we did the first version of our Mario cosplays that we did were steampunk. So I did steampunk Mario, Princess Peach, and Luigi, which is Retrocade 64 cosplays Luigi, and I made all of those cosplays, and then I went and did the same thing when Fallout 4 had come out, and I was like playing Fallout 4, and I was like, oh man, what if I mash these up with Mario? And so then I did the Fallout Mario one, and we've grown. Originally it was me, Jin, and Retrocade again as Mario, Peach, and Luigi, and then we added our friend a Soul as a Shy Guy Raider. I made him a costume. And then Brian's wife is Rosalina. So it ended up, yeah. And then like Jen said, I had a dwarf was originally a D&D character that I created years and years ago to play with my older brother. And I wanted to make a set of dwarf brothers. So dwarf has a brother named Doof. So it's Dwarf and Doof Ironbottom. Yeah, and one day, I swear, one day I'm going to get my older brother, I'm going to make him a costume and everything and get him to make an appearance. and have Dorf on the stream or Doof on the stream. But anyways, yeah, so I'd made that character, and then I, you know, started working on actually making a cosplay, which I'd always wanted to cosplay, but I always wanted to cosplay a dwarf, but dwarves are the beard was very, at the time I was like contacting a wig maker, and I was like, hey, how much would it be to make a really cool, awesome big dwarf beard? And she was like, $1,500. And I was like, no.
Oh, wow. I was like, we can't do that.
Holy cow.
So, yeah, so I ended up just putting it off. That's why I had the Magni Bronzebeard shoulders, because I was originally going to cosplay Magni. That's why I had his shoulders already in the first place. And then I put it all aside because the beard was just going to be too much. And I was like, I have to have a good beard. And then I just decided to say, screw it, and try to put a beard together myself, which is what I ended up doing. So I bought this.
And that took us a little bit too, because we had to try to figure out, like, okay, well, we're going to need to get like different pieces of a beard and like braids and like, but we like need the same color because like your hair is generally all one color.
Which it's not, Dor's beard is not the same color as his hair or anything. But I ended up buying this big red pirate beard and then cut the mustache off. And then I bought braids extra like separately and put them into the beard and, you know, a wig, and it ended up looking really badass. And I've had that nose for a while too, because I was originally going to use that nose for Mario. my Fallout Mario cosplay was going to have that nose, and I didn't use it because I was really bad at putting the nose on and blending it in. And now I've gotten great at it, so maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll do Fallout Mario with that nose one day.
Oh my god, that would be crazy.
But yeah, and then yeah, we just, you know, we did it on stream, and people really seemed to enjoy it, especially me doing the accent and everything. So at that, from then we were just like, that's what we're gonna do. But I'm very dedicated to that kind of stuff too, so it was like the whole thing about me jumping down from my chair and walking off on my knees essentially, and then every time I'm in that costume I speak with an accent. Even when one of our vlogs from our trip, we were vlogging while we were doing the TikToks on the ship, on the cruise, and you know, we're talking to the camera and I'm just like, yeah, we're going to put on our cosplay and everything. And then it cuts to another shot of us in cosplay. And I'm like, I always talk like this whenever I'm cosplaying, so I'm going to do it right now. Yeah. And I was like, I was in the, like, I had to, I was talking about normal shit, but I was like, I have to do the accent. You can't
see
my voice coming out of Dorf. It just doesn't make sense to me. So
I think one of my funniest things I've ever seen was when you got up, and I think, and you put it on TikToks, I saw it there too. You got up to go to the bathroom or get something, and your headset was still on your head.
Oh, yeah.
And you just see the headset just come flying off.
Yeah.
And yeah. Jen just starts cracking up laughing. You're like, oh, you forgot to take the headset off.
I forgot to take it off. Yeah.
It happens often, y'all.
I'm prone to accidents whenever I do that, because just recently I fucking face planted. I was walking behind Jen and I tripped on my tunic and just went. And I was like,
after the stream, I didn't ask, like, hey, are you okay? I was like, did you mean to do that? He's like, no. I'm like, no. I gotta ask. I don't know.
I didn't mean to do it. This is gonna be slapstick comedy. No, I tripped, because I'm surprised I hadn't tripped sooner.
The first time that I had cosplayed with Dorf, I had actually cosplayed as a night elf, mm-hmm. but like I did like the whole like purple skin. That was a chore and a half. And I was like, I gotta do something that I am not annoyed with by, you know, an hour of doing makeup. So that was when we were like, oh, we can just get like, oh, we'll just get you a red wig, and then you can like, I had found like, I can wear my Renaissance Festival clothing, and I can just put some fur, and like, you can just be a dwarf too.
And it's funny, because one of the troll comments that we kind of got once we started doing the dwarf cosplays is, one guy was like, bro, what does it say about your wife that she doesn't have to do anything to look like a dwarf? I was like, that she was made for me? Because that's fucking awesome. Like, I wish I didn't have to do so much work.
The trolls just get worse and worse. I mean, just the comments are just nonsense. It's just a bunch of nonsense. Yeah. Go out and fucking plant flowers or something. Go do something. Go do something with your life. Go build a garden. Do something.
Yeah, exactly. Man. If every troll, instead of being a dick on the internet, decided to go plant a tree, we would have a green planet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fucking go clean up. Go do something with yourself instead of sitting on your ass all day on the internet and looking for shit to be like, oh, let me try to be funny here.
That's why I'm always just like, thank you for the engagement.
It was just, it was really funny because I was just like, I don't, that's not an insult, man. Like, I think it's great that she just puts a wig on and some makeup and she looks like a dwarf. Hold on, Serby is scratching his cone. Stop scratching your cone, little martini boy.
Just also, I saw it recently, you know, when I've come to your streams, I've always only seen the dwarfs. Recently, you guys did Sea of Thieves. I saw you, you know, you're doing a pirate cosplay, which was awesome. Eric's accent again. And then the pirate stuff. Are you guys going to be kind of moving towards like maybe other cosplays on stream potentially? Or
I enjoyed doing that. I also enjoyed when we were dwarf hipsters.
The hipster dwarves, yeah.
Oh, that one was so funny to me. I don't know why. I think it's because wearing that beanie over my wig was pretty comfortable.
That was just it. Yeah. We get to wear just regular shirts. That's definitely something that we plan on doing for sure is different cosplays. I don't think that we have like anything in mind. Dwarf and Genitonic, the dwarves, are big parts of the stream and a big part of the community, and our community loves them and stuff. And so they're going to be around more often than anything else. But we've said it before that we want to do some Fallout 76 streams as Fallout Mario and Fallout Princess Peach. But the issue is we're still losing weight, and at our current weight we don't really fit comfortably into our costumes to the point where we can sit in them for a few hours, so we've got to lose a little bit more weight so that we could fit into those a little better. And then we plan on doing that. We might do more pirate streams. We actually have done a pirate stream playing Sea of Thieves, like pirate cosplay playing Sea of Thieves before. That wasn't the first time. That was essentially the same outfit, I think, that I'd done the first time, that we had both done the first time, but Jen had a wig this time. But yeah, so we're definitely gonna add more cosplays. I would love to cosplay, because I've actually done it back when I was cosplaying on Strictly Nerd account. I actually did a charity stream where I streamed in my Solaire costume.
Oh, you probably had
earbuds. I had the helmet off though. That's so I showed up on the stream with the helmet and everything. And then I was there, you know, talking to chat and stuff, but I can't see shit out of that helmet. So I can't actually continue to stream with it on. So I took it off and I was like, it'd be cool to do that. But without the helmet, you know, I have to be like, make sure you can see what's on the shirt so you can see the sun and tell that I'm supposed to be Solaire right now. But I don't know. Maybe we'll do, if they ever had like a Dark Souls multiplayer or something like that, we could do that. But it's one of the drawbacks to our stream is that we try to play only co-op games, and that limits us a bit.
I mean, I just can't get over the damn mustache on the pirate one, and you like, and like the way you're streaming, you're like this, so you're like swinging around in the mustache.
Yeah, it's funny, that mustache is actually one of the, it's one of the mustaches that I use for Dwarf, but it before I dye it, because I have to dye every single mustache that I get the color that I need it to be, and I go through those mustaches like every 2 or 3 months, I have to get a new one, so. Because they kind of just fall apart because they're not meant to take on and, you know, put on and take off over and over again. So that one is just one that I happen to have that I hadn't dyed yet. And so I messed around with it a little bit and made it a little bit darker color instead of just being straight up white, and make it look a little bit more dirty, and just used it. But I'm probably going to end up having to dye that one soon to replace my current dwarf mustache because it's getting ratty.
Well, what would you say some of your favorite cosplays that you've done?
Well, Dwarf and Fallout Mario, for sure.
I did Ramona Flowers, and I really liked that.
I was about to say, Jen did Ramona Flowers. That was when we were living in our first apartment together or something like that. That was
11 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago that she did that. But yeah, she was an awesome Ramona, and I made her a giant hammer and everything. It was super cool. And I really liked my Optimus. I wish I wore this to a con, but for a costume party one time with my friends, I did, was it number 21 from the Venture Brothers, the henchman, you know, that wears all the yellow and everything like that. I did that cosplay, and, you know, I'm a chunky dude just like him, and I pulled it off really well, and it was a lot of fun. So, but I don't know. I still have to say that Dwarf and Genitonic, the dwarves, and of course Fallout Mario are really, we cosplayed Fallout Mario every single year at PAX from, I think it was 2016 to 2019. We did it every year, to the point where one year we were there and these guys came up to us and they were like, oh, hey, it's Fallout Mario. And they took pictures with us and stuff. And then one of the guys was, yeah, that's us. one of the guys was like, you know, I see you guys every year, and it's almost like a tradition now that PAX isn't really started until I see Fallout Mario. And I was like, that's fucking cool, man. That was awesome. That made me feel
well. And it made Eric, like, we were like, are we gonna cosplay this year? And Eric was like, but that one guy, he's it.
That one guy needs us, Jen. PAX will never start for him. I love that the picture that you found looks like a picture that's just like Peach just turned around and decked me in the face and turned around and smiled for the camera. That's awesome.
That's great. I mean, I'm a big fan of the cosplay as well. I saw it on TikTok for the first time. That's when you did like the little cool little transition into it. I think it's awesome. Does that one take a little bit to get ready?
I think that one takes longer to get ready because of all of our props.
Yes.
So not necessarily like doing makeup or putting like the suspenders or my dress on. It's like Eric has a huge tool belt with things in it, and those things like to fall out of it. So this might sound weird, but we always have a friend with us to kind of be our like
handler.
Yeah. So like if a wrench drops or if like something drops, they can pick it up because none of us can bend over.
Yeah. I can't bend over in that costume. And I don't, Jen can't either, because we all have like stuff on our belts and everything. But yeah, that one, I think that, like Jen said, it's probably because the props, it takes a little bit longer, because people think that Dwarf takes a long time for me to put on, and it really doesn't. It takes me like 30 minutes, because whenever I put the nose onto Dwarf, like eyebrows, mustache, literally just put some of the, you know, adhesive glue stuff and then stick them on and I'm good. The nose, I actually have to blend out and make it look like it's, you know, the same color as my skin. So that takes a little bit more time. But at the same time, I don't do a perfect job because the internet does the rest of the blending for me. Like streaming, you know, you lose those seams and everything in the stream. So there's sometimes in the clips that we post or in the TikToks that we do or something like that, that if you look, you can actually see the seam, because it's really hard to blend it out perfectly. But I'm worried about that the first time that we cosplay Dwarf and Genitonic at a convention. I'm going to have to figure out how to make sure that I blend it out really well, because I don't want it to look bad.
You spoke on about a mixer earlier on. You know, we all know what happened, the shutdown and everything like that. How was at first the transition from Mixer over to Twitch, and what was the moment like when you guys found out you made a Twitch partner?
Transition for us was really hard because it was so sudden after we had achieved something we had been working for like a year and a half. Like we definitely went through those, like, what is it? Like the seven stages,
seven stages.
Like we were sad and crying to upset to like denial, like all of that stuff. I think so. When we found out we got partnered on Mixer, Eric and I were actually at work, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Or
I was at work at least. I don't know if you were.
I think he was still at work and I was at home. And so we had this whole, and I think that this probably stands for any emails that like come in, like any big news that comes into our generic live email, you don't ruin the surprise for the other person. You just tell them, hey, check the email.
Yeah.
So it gives the other person the chance to see it and read it and have their own reaction. So he did that. And I was like, oh my God. And then he called me and I was just bawling. I think when we got partnered on Twitch, it was more of a disbelief. Like, did they send the wrong
email? Yeah, because Mixer partner, I mean, one of the reasons we started streaming on Mixer in the first place is because Mixer partner seemed a lot more attainable than Twitch partner. And so on Mixer, we got denied 3 times before we got approved for partner. So that was rough. You know, the denial was even, every single time it chips away at you a little bit. So yeah, we had gotten denied 3 times before. So we were super disheartened by that. So when we finally got approved for Mixer, we were just like, you know, excited and all of this. And we felt like we had, you know, moved to another level and everything. And then just very shortly after, Mixer shut down. And yeah, that felt like the floor was pulled out from under us. So we didn't have any, you know, we were like, what are we going to do? We didn't have a lot of Mixer streamers started on Twitch and then moved over to Mixer. So they had accounts on Twitch already, that they were able to go back to. A lot of those accounts that were already affiliates, we didn't even have a generic live account.
Yeah, we had to grind out. I think we were like, okay, we have to stream for, I don't remember how many days. Like, it's like six
days.
Every
day
you have to,
for a week.
Like, one of the parameters to get affiliate was like the views. You had to have streamed for X amount of days. So we were like, cool, I guess we're streaming for every single day until we hit this.
Yeah, I believe it's 7 different days. Mm-hmm. I believe you have to concurrent. I think it's like three or five views, yeah. I think
and it's three
followers or something like that. I believe that's to get the affiliate status.
So, yeah, we had grinded that out for a week. And we got it in within a week because we, you know, like we had a community that followed us over. We did lose a lot of people, but we had a community that followed us over to Twitch, and we were averaging in the 20s or so when we first came over, the 20s or 30s. So we were able to get it pretty quickly, but it was just very like, you know, we wanted to give up. In fact, we had taken this 5-week break before we got partnered on Mixer. We were like going on hiatus. We were like, hey, we're not going to be streaming for a while. We don't know if we're ever going to come back. We're going to just take a break because streaming is getting to us. And after about 5 weeks, we were just like, yeah, I think that streaming is something that we enjoy doing and we want to do it. And so we came back and then we got partner shortly after that.
Listen to yourself and your body. Like, if you're like, I'm not feeling things right now, like, it's okay to take a step back and take
reassess,
time for yourself.
Yeah. And yeah, so then we came over to Twitch and we streamed over here for a while. And I mean, we were doing okay until the clip went viral on Twitter and Reddit the first time, and then about 3 months later we posted it on TikTok, and then it blew up on TikTok of me jumping down from my chair as Dorf. And then that is when we got to the point where we were averaging enough people that the button to apply for partner, you know, was available to us. And then even after that we were like, cool, we can apply for partner. We are not going to do that. We're going to wait a whole month and make sure that we can keep these numbers, because we wanted them to see that it wasn't a fluke, that we could keep the numbers.
Yeah.
So
I think that's a big, I don't want to say mistake, I just don't know what other word to use. Like, once you unlock the ability to apply for a partner, that doesn't necessarily mean that's the right time to apply for a partner. We did have a whole bunch of people giving us advice on like things to do, when to wait. And the main reason we waited was they were like, Twitch wants to see that you can hold these 75 plus averages for like 30 plus days.
Yeah.
So I think we waited for 2 months before we applied.
Month and a half about. And because a lot of people are like, you know, they'll think like, I can't apply, I want to apply. And
I get that.
Honestly, there's no, you know, there's not really a drawback to applying when you're able to, except for the fact that you have to wait a certain amount of time to do it again. That's it. Yeah, people are like, oh, I have the numbers, I'm going to apply now while I still have these numbers, so that, you know, hopefully Twitch will be like, oh, they're doing good, I'm going to go ahead and partner them while they still have these numbers. But Twitch knows. They know how their platform works, and they know that, you know, you went from this to suddenly having this many people watching you, that they need to be sure that you can keep it. And, I mean, we kept it for a while, but we're definitely trending downward a bit, but that's just how it goes, man.
Yeah.
I think, and I agree with Jen too, in the sense that, you know, when your body's telling you to take a break, you know, mentally as well, take a break. I think a lot of the consensus for, you know, streamers is to grind, 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 and then you kind of get streamer burnout. Mm. It's okay to take a break. I think that's what we need to start kind of normalizing a bit here, because I believe a lot of the videos I've seen is grind this, grind that. And I think we should start kind of normalizing, hey, it's okay to take a break.
Yeah.
It's okay to mentally say, I'm not going to stream today because I need to take a break.
Yeah. And it's
rough. I think the community understands that too.
Yeah. It could be rough because, you know, as a streamer, I mean, anyone who streams regularly and stuff like that, if you ever take a certain amount of time off, you always see a dip in your like numbers, and you get worried every single, like, as a streamer, when you cancel a stream, your brain automatically goes to this thought that I'm slowly leaking like followers. Like I'm leaking viewers right now. Like they're supposed to stream today. They're not streaming today. I'm never going to watch them again, you know? And that's a little bit of an over exaggeration that we come up with in our heads, but also at the same time, it actually, you know, we've noticed that when you take certain amounts of time off, you see a dip in your views because you feel like you have to stay fresh in people's minds. But it's definitely important to do so because burnout is really, it really, really take a toll on you. And one thing that Jen and I have always said is that whenever we stream for about 4 to 5 hours is what we aim for. And there are people who stream like 8-9 hours, like every single stream. And, you know, that's great. But, you know, if they can do it, they like to do it, then, you know, they go for it.
If they still have energy at that.
Yeah. But
awesome for them.
We're too old for that. Our thought process there is that I would rather stream for 4 hours and be entertaining for 4 hours than stream for 8 hours and only be entertaining for 4 of those hours and then just be completely boring to watch for 8 hours. Because after a while, you start to get to this, you know, just staring at the screen and clicking the buttons on your game. And because you're tired and people lose interest in watching whatever you're doing because, you know, it's, and that's just personalized to us, I guess. I feel like, you know, we only stream for 4 or 5 hours because that's the amount of time that we could be on and entertaining and all that kind of stuff. And then after that, we're going to get pretty boring because we're old and tired and fat. And, you know, we just want to lie down and eat a sandwich.
I was going to say before you cracked me up there, I also commend the people that play, for instance, Call of Duty for 8 hours because I sure as hell can't because I rage after 15 fucking minutes of that game. So
yeah,
for a reason.
Dan
could attest to it. We tried to play. There's a couple times you could ask him how many times I fucking rage quit on Rainbow Six Siege, even after an hour.
Yeah, but when he dies, it's never his fault, you know?
Yeah.
Well, of course. Yeah. That's why when I did that sub badge for you, the controller or whatever, like when you told me that idea, I was like, this is a great idea for a sub badge. I love it. Just the gradually breaking more and more. Like it's awesome.
It's very good that controllers now cost as much as they do.
Yeah, because you don't throw it now.
Because then, you know, before they were like $20, $25. That's fine. Even headsets, $20. Now they're more than a video game.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking breaking them. If anything, I'll like hit it on the couch, like gently. But
that's an idea, right? That's a marketing, you know, idea right there. Is just Nerf being able to like make Nerf everything, like a room that's just Nerf stuff for people who rage, so that they throw it anywhere and it just hits bounces. Something that's, you know, protected, so your controller's good.
I think someone sent me a TikTok. It's pretty funny. Someone sent me a TikTok of like terrible inventions. It's a rage ball where you put the controller in it and you just chuck the, you just shake it and the controller's like going flying all over the place. That's hysterical.
Yeah, that's awesome. I try to avoid games that where I rage like that because I mean that's the reason why the emote in our, you know, our stream of the rage emote is me, because out of the two of us, I'm the one that rages. That's the reason we didn't ever PvP in WoW, is because I freaking get like so mad. And like, I'm just like, I can't do, cause I mean, I remember one time I was PvPing in WoW and there was a priest that was using an ability on me that was mind controlling me and then making me jump off the edge of a cliff. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I told Jen, I was like, this guy's fucking mind controlling me somehow. And Jen's like, yeah, it's a priest. I do it in PvP all the time. And I was like, I am so upset with you right now.
No, he's played with me playing a priest for 11 years.
I was like, I can't believe you can use that ability in PvP. You could take over my fucking character. Like, I was getting super mad because, like, it's my character. You can't control my character. That was, yeah. I was very upset, and I still think that they shouldn't be able to use that in PvP because that's bullshit, but I don't have any. I would like pound my keyboard, but I try not to do that on stream.
No, don't do that now.
Yeah, it's an expensive Razer keyboard. I can't
Same
do that.
Same thing with keyboards. They're not $20 anymore that you can
get. Exactly.
I need my RGB. I can't break my RGB.
So going into your TikTok a little bit, you guys are pretty big on TikTok. Who am I going to be paying to do my content creation? who does your content? Like, do you guys work together on it, or you know, does Jen think of all the ideas and you execute?
I think it's a little bit of both, honestly. So we've been posting on TikTok regularly, as in like daily. So they say like, oh, you're supposed to post 3 new TikToks a day. I don't have the energy or the time for that. So we post one a day and hope for the best. So I'll look like, okay, anyways, so let me go back. My mind's all over the place. I don't know where I was going.
So with TikTok, we used to post. We made an account.
Oh, I remember.
And go.
So over the since February, we know like the trend. We know like so our stream clips in cosplay are the ones that do really really well. So if something funny happens on stream, like that's going to be a TikTok. And then after that, it's anything in cosplay followed by random like doing like trends on TikTok.
Yeah, so if it's a TikTok trend video, it's probably Jen. If it's a clip video, I downloaded it and edited it and posted. But Jen usually comes up with the stuff that is some sort of TikTok trend that we do. And to be honest, I'm not trying to, you know, call Jen out or that this is her fault or anything, but those don't usually do well The thing that people followed our TikTok initially for was the clip of us as dwarves. So
yeah,
clips, we noticed that clips of us in cosplay and clips of us out of cosplay do, you know, one better than the other. And recently, like our TikTok has been super weird where it's like it'll get a bunch of views in the first hour. And then after that, it just pitters off. And we're like, what is happening? The algorithm is so confusing.
And the algorithm for TikTok changes monthly.
Yeah.
That's but one we, thing to know.
Oh, really? I never knew that.
Yeah.
They're constantly like tweaking things. I don't remember what his name is. I haven't actually looked at it in a while, but there's several different like content creator, I guess coaches maybe might be the right word, who they're like, okay, so this is what we think has changed this month, but it's all just speculation because just like everything else, YouTube, all of the things, the algorithm is in the background and who knows what we really know or think it is.
I was wondering why the FYP hashtag changed to FYP with like a smiley face kind of.
It was because they were purging the FYP hashtag.
They purge a lot of hashtags.
So they'll just purge it entirely and, you know, no one. So it's basically, I guess they just don't want people to use it, but in the same sense people still use it in other ways because it'll be FYP, they'll put the little smiley face at the end, it'll be for you or for you page written out, and those always have billions of views on them or whatever. But I honestly I think we're going to start experimenting with not using those and see if that somehow does anything, because all of our most recent TikToks have that on there and they seem to not be doing as great as far as views. The problem is we have almost 200,000 followers on TikTok and our videos are getting 2,000, 3,000 views. So I'm just racking my brain trying to figure out why so little amount of the people that follow us are seeing our content. That it just frustrates me to no end, you know? So it's something that we have to figure out. But we had posted on TikTok for a while and then we took a break from it for a little bit while the whole like, you know, security issue was happening and the news and all that kind of stuff. And we ended up coming back to it and decided to post that clip from that we had already shared 3 months before on Twitter and on Reddit. And it had done really well. We were like, let's give it a try on TikTok. And yeah, that video is over 4 million views, I think. And then the other videos that we've gotten over 1 million views on are the Fallout Mario ones, the transition ones, stuff like that. So people really love Fallout Mario, but at the same time, I did 4 separate transitions. And when I posted the fourth one, by the time I posted the fourth one, some people were commenting and being like, we've already seen this one before, do something else. And I'm just like, I spent fucking a lot of time and money on this cosplay. So
these fucking gatekeepers.
Yeah. There's TikTokers that only do like they're one only character. Ever in one cosplay the entire time.
Yeah, their whole thing is one cosplay and people are sitting here complaining because I posted 4 transition videos. But We are going to be, in fact, after stream tonight, Jen's going to be filming the first part of some of her Fallout Princess Peach transition videos. And then we're going to get her into cosplay maybe tomorrow and film the second half of them. So those will be hitting TikTok soon. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully that's a good response. And then I need to get my friend Retrocade. I really need to get him over here with his cosplay so that we can introduce Fallout Luigi to the TikTok, because I know a lot of people have been requesting to see Luigi.
Really quickly, you brought the dwarfs over on your vacation. How was that process? Like, was it like kind of like a pain, or was it kind of like a smooth like process? Because there was one video, two of them actually, that are hilarious. It's the one where Jen is like looking out in the sea, and she looks over and Dwarf is like kind of sitting there just chilling, and then she looks over again and is gone. Yeah. And like it's kind of looking, and Jen's walking away. And then yours is when you're sitting down, you're like, oof. And then you're like sipping a pina colada, and then you look over again, and it's like you have glasses on. So like, was that kind of like, how was like kind of, you know, that process?
The idea of taking them, I think we had the same idea within like an hour of each other. Mm-hmm. And Eric was like, what if, listen, okay, hear me out. What if we took our cosplays? And I was like, okay, I was thinking the same thing. However, I don't want to take all of our like outfit stuff. So what if we just bought Hawaiian shirts and then took our wigs?
And I was like, that's a good idea.
And he was like, oh.
And it ended up working out really well.
Eric put like a whole like a skit together of like, this is what the storyline is going to be for when they're on the ship. And then he just planned out TikToks from there.
And so I had written out all the TikToks. We actually had a shot list so that when we were in our cosplays, we could like, we knew exactly what shots we needed to get while we were in cosplay. Right. Cause once we took those cosplays off, we didn't want to have to put them on again for that trip.
We only cosplayed for maybe 2 hours.
Maybe 2 hours. And we were walking around. So it was, everything was shot within those, in cosplay within those 2 hours. And it was funny walking around the ship and seeing people's faces. A lot of people were just looking like, the fuck are these nerds doing?
We got some points and some like.
There was the one thing that I think I'd mentioned in one of our vlogs where I stepped onto it. We got onto an elevator and one of the staff was on the elevator. He had like the white shirt with the bars on the shoulder and everything, because he was like one of the higher up people on the ship.
He was an important dude.
Yeah, he was one of the important guys that like stands on the bridge and stuff like that. And Jen walks in onto the elevator and he just kind of smiles. He says hi, because, you know, Jen, she's cute. Even in her cosplay, you know, she's just like, she's got the black band over her eye, but that's the only thing.
Yeah,
really,
like you might have thought, well, that's an interesting makeup choice. Like,
that's a weird kind of makeup. Kids are weird these days. And then I
can't
walk
have
in,
a kid.
And then I walk in behind her and I look at the guy and I'm just kind of like giving the nod. And he goes, Jesus. It was the best reaction. I wish that I was recording it, because he was just like, Jesus. It was so. But yeah, there was a lot of people that, you know, were just eyeballing us like, what the heck is wrong with these guys? But, and then after that, what we did was we just decided later at some point to go back and film the other parts of us out of cosplay.
Right.
We were actually planning on, well, we weren't planning on, but we were hoping that we would hit 200,000 followers while we were on the cruise. So we actually have a TikTok of Dwarf and Jen Atonic, and they're on the, you know, phone, and they're like, we just hit 200,000 followers. Thank you guys so much. And then Jen Atonic's like, oh no, Eric and Jen are coming. Let's get out of here before they see us. And we drop the phone. And then a few seconds later, Eric and Jen pick the phone up and they're like, the heck is my phone doing here? Oh, 200,000 followers. This is awesome. Thanks so much. You know, we wanted a way to have both the dwarves and also me and Jen say thank you to our followers and everything, but we didn't hit it yet. I mean, we are literally at 199,000.9 or something like that. So hopefully we'll hit it soon. And we have a different idea for TikTok now.
Was the pina coladas and the fish bowls good at least?
Dude, I had at least, I had like 7 or 8 pina coladas.
No, I did. Counting
the ones in Cozumel. So on the ship, I had about 2 of the ones that you guys saw in the TikToks. But when we went to Cozumel, the excursion that we went on, was like open bar. So I was just like, keep pina coladas coming, man. I just had like, I had like five of them on that excursion. So I had a lot of, I've discovered that I really did like pina coladas. It's in fact, the last TikTok where Jen and I walk in and discover Dorf and Gin and Tonic in the room. As we're walking in, I'm saying, you know, I think I really like pina coladas. And then Jen's just like, what are you guys doing here? And she sees the dwarves. So I was like, that was my nod to pina coladas on that trip.
The fishbowl was good.
Jen got drunk.
Our day two vlog, you can experience what it was like.
If you watch, after if you only watch one of the vlogs that we did on our YouTube channel. Sorry. He's scratching himself and he's got allergies and all this stuff. Anyway. So if you watch only one vlog, watch the day two vlog, because that's the one where we filmed all of the TikToks and we cosplay. And that's the one where Jen drinks the rest of the fishbowl and she gets really loopy and it's hilarious. She ends up like stuck in between the wall and the bed at one point. Like,
you know what?
it's really vacation. Funny.
It happens. Somebody has said, you know, it's love when you're a content creator. When something happens and your wife is like stuck in between the bed and the wall and you go grab the camera.
I did, yeah. I was like, I'm going to film this for the vlog because it's hilarious.
It's coming from someone who's had a fishbowl before, Jen.
It was good.
I totally understand. They're good. And then 1 minute you just get up and you're just like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah. Don't worry. Pat gets drunk off one fishbowl too.
So much alcohol in them, what can you do?
Yeah, it's they're dangerous because that, you know, it, you can't taste the alcohol in it, so it's just like, this is some kind of just, you know, fruit drink, I'm drinking Kool-Aid, and then, you know, a few hours later you're super drunk. But and then also at the same time we bought the fishbowl and it was like $35 for that thing. But we had already written the sketch. The TikTok that's the most popular one that we did was the Lord of the Rings one, where Jen's like walks up with a fishbowl, and I'm like, "What's that, a fishbowl? I'm getting one." You know, they come in fishbowls, that one. So we'd already written that, and we were like, "This is too good to not do." So we were like, "This thing is $35. That's so expensive. Whatever." We freaking left. We drank the whole fishbowl in our. We finished it in our room, and then. We had left it on the table with some other like drink, like glasses that we have used for wine and stuff. And we went to dinner, we come back and the glasses were all gone, but the fishbowl was still there. And so Jen was like, our room steward didn't pick the fishbowl up. He didn't take the fishbowl. What the hell? And so she put it outside in front of our room. And so we went to sleep and the next morning it was gone. Well, and then
it was a souvenir fishbowl.
It was a souvenir fishbowl.
Oh, that's why it was $35.
Damn.
And she had given it. She was just like, take this away. What are you doing?
You know, somebody was walking through the hall and they're like, oh, free fishbowl. Fishbowl.
That's true. Probably.
Damn. I wish it was me. I would have taken it home.
That's so funny. Yeah, so like,
we were supposed to keep it, apparently.
I learned my lesson. Always like.
Look into that shit.
Look into that. It's fine.
I bet you the waiter that took our order for the fishbowl would have told us that if he wasn't totally just confused by why I looked like a dwarf.
He was real confused, that guy.
I think one of the videos, I could see the waitress, she had her mask on. She's giving you the pina colada, and I could see kind of the smirk on her face.
Well, she was so sweet, too. And we came up, and we explained it to her, and we were like, do you want to be in a TikTok? She was like, I'm going to be in a TikTok?
She was so excited.
And then I was like, yeah, we're going to have you do this. I was like, do you want to have a line in the TikTok? And she was like, no,
that's too much.
Like, okay, fine.
Yeah, I'll just give you your drink, and I'm done.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
That was cute.
All right. I love the stories. Especially drunk stories are the best. I mean, if we have more time, I could go on with Pat, you know?
Yeah.
Right? Tell you some Pat stories, but we'll save that one.
Yeah, we'll keep those away.
Well, we'll have some drunk Pat stories whenever we do Drunkophobia then.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to be announcing that soon.
Let me ask you, when you do Drunkophobia, do you get even more scared as you get more drunk, or is it the
other? Like, he won't go in the house.
Okay, cool.
Dan the pizza man is a liar because when we were playing, we had rules. So if you died, you had to go in alone. Like you could choose someone to go in alone. So I choose Dan, and he would play it off like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. So, that's but then, funny. But he is right. I would trick other people to go in alone when the ghost was hunting, and they would die. So, gotcha. Not that I would do that to you guys, but I'll be drunk. So, chances are, I'll just go in and curse the ghosts out. That's normally what might happen.
I mean, that's how you get them out of hiding, right?
Yeah.
It's a strat.
So, you know, don't worry. I won't trick you guys into going in alone.
All right. And this is the unfortunate part of closing out the tonight's podcast, but we also have one last question for you both. We ask everyone who joins the Gamer Cave, what's the best advice you can give a new or small streamer?
I would say be consistent.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a very, very important thing. That's one of the things that you have the most control over is your own consistency. Make a schedule and stick to it. It's the one thing that you really want to do is make it as easy as possible for people to watch you. So if you stream every single day, you know, the same day at the same time every single week, people know exactly where to find you at the same time every single week. So
even if you can only commit to I can only commit to 2 days. On the other days are going to be like on or off. Schedule those 2 days. Be like every Monday and Tuesday, I'm streaming at this time. The rest are like to be decided, to be announced. Yeah. Like at least for 2 days, we know where we can find you.
Yep.
Oh, great. Thank you for that wonderful advice. And I see that dog back there, you know.
Poor guy.
He's going to the vet.
He's going to the vet soon. Yeah, to figure out what's going on.
He can't wait for that thing to come off. So before we close out, if you want to do one more time, just let everyone know where they could find.
You could find our stream at twitch.tv/genericlive. And then we also do TikToks. It's Generic Live everywhere. Also YouTube. We've been posting a lot of YouTube content, and we are going to continue to post a lot of YouTube content. We're trying to grow our YouTube channel. So if you guys want to check out the YouTube channel, it's, you know, youtube.com/genericlive as well.
Great. And of course, you can find us at innermomsbasement.com and pretty much every podcast platform at Inner Mom's Basement. Thank you guys so much for joining us. It was an absolute pleasure.
Yay.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Great fun.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you guys for coming. Really appreciate it. On Monday, I have an announcement to make. It includes Jen and Eric, but I will not say what it is yet, but find out Monday.
Thank you guys. Yeah. Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.